Crawford and Seeger. I'm sure you all can fill in the first names on that lineup. And what fun having Trout Steak Revival in the station. Their new CD is Brighter Every Day. They're all over Colorado, so go to their site and check them out some more. This is Robin for Old Grass, New Grass. Stay tuned for Terrasonic with George today. You're listening, let's see here, you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver.
Óyeme, este es el nuevo sabor de Peregoyo y su combo bacaná. A la calle 15 en Buenaventura y para Colombia entera. Baila moncho.
Is presented by you, the KGNU listener members, and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting a range of concerts including James McMurtry on May 27th and Coyote Poets of the Universe on June 6th. Tickets and information at swallowhillmusic.org. We'll be right back.
It's about 12:12 in the afternoon here on Terrasonic. My name is George, filling in for Joel Davis on this cloudy afternoon. And you are tuned to Community Radio KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 MHz up in Nederland, Colorado, and also streaming online, kgnu.org and afterfm.com. KGNU's all music, 24/7 music stream. Be with you until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Stay tuned at 1 for Reggae Bloodlines. Manifestor is in the house for that. And then first set of music, we started off with Pedagoyo and his combo Vacana with the track entitled Sabor de Vacana from the Afro Sound of Colombia Volume 2. Brand new music from Basaku, Kuyate, and Ngoni Ba. From their album Ba Power, Siran Fen. That track and Sin Sisamuth wrapping us up with the track Dance a Go-Go from Don't Think I've Forgotten Cambodia's Lost Rock and Roll. And you can always find playlists on kgnu.org and afterfm.com as well if you're keeping track or wondering what you've heard here on the station. Before we get back to the music, I have a ticket giveaway I want to do. This is a pair of guestless tickets to go see Shoro, or Shoru Das Trace. They'll be at the Boulder Mennonite Church in Boulder, and that's at about Table Mesa and South, or Table Mesa and Baseline, Broadway. Table Mesa and Broadway, thank you. Friday, March 29th, 8 p.m. It's an all-ages show presented by the Boulder Samba School. Shoro Das Trace is a family-based Brazilian music group. Show starts today. It show up at 7 o'clock for a reception and silent auction, as usual. For tickets, we do ask that you are a KGNU listener member and you have not won in the last 30 days. And if you're not a member, it's always a great time to become one. So if you enjoy Brazilian Shoro music, Chorinho, it's a great event. I was there last year and it was wonderful. So once I get back to the music, you can call me here in the studio, 303-442-4242. I'll take the second caller again for a pair of guestless tickets to see Shoro Das Trace at the Boulder Mennonite Church on Friday, May 29th, 303-442-4242.
Yeah. तेरे मेरे लड़के नैन प्यार का चर्चा होगा तेरे मेरे लड़के नैन प्यार का चर्चा
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Brock Media's Boulder Magazine, providing local news, people profiles, info on arts, events, sports, and dining. The new winter-spring issue offers a handy snow sports guide and is available now all over the Boulder area. For 37 years, Boulder Magazine has served Boulder County. It's all online at getboulder.com.
It's just about 12:35 here on Terrasonic on listener-supported community radio, KGNU. Listener-powered, volunteer-powered radio for the Front Range, Denver Front Range, and beyond. My name's George. Happy to be filling in this afternoon for Joel Davis with you until 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for Reggae Bloodlines with Manifestor coming your way. At the top of the hour, in that last set of music, we heard something new from the album From Kinshasa, Mongwana Star, with a piece entitled Malukayi, featuring Kanono Number 1 on that piece. Malema Mood, Guina, or Gunia, and Floating Points from the album Marhaba. We heard Mimoun Marhaba. And then from the album Disco Dildar, Kamal Ahmed and others with Tere Mere Lar Gaye, brand new music from them. And once again, you can go to kgnu.org or afterfm.com to see the playlist as things get entered if you missed anything or my pronunciation was totally incorrect. Anyway, I wanted to congratulate Sean for winning those pair of tickets to go see Shoru Das Trace next Friday night at the Boulder Mennonite Church. Gonna just keep it going with the music here. Up next, oh, I think we're gonna have something from Daka Braka right here on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Ay ba yokata kale belka zalata, ao dityatki mavo I polutshe tavo. Ay ba yokata I postelushka. А у дитятки мало и помягче того, ай баю кота и постелюшка бела, а у дитятки мало и белее того, а
silver moons up in the sky
yokata.
Guadeloupéens, nous pas venir vers la guerre. Mais nous péqué la guerre, nous qui toujours été solides. Pour ces messieurs-là, puis respectez-nous. Pour y'a pas pour nous, pour dépenser un pays-là.
Nous Guadeloupéens, nous pas venir vers la guerre. Mais nous péqué la guerre, nous qui toujours été solides. Pour ces messieurs-là, respectez-nous,
aïe, la vie là bien chère, tout butin qu'a augmenté. Mais là, pas qu'à changer, c'est malheureux qui qu'a pour faire dans ça. Chômage qu'a augmenté, la jeunesse en la rue là. Pour nous trouver une solution pour situation à nek Guadeloupe changer.
Nous Guadeloupéens, nous pas venir faire la guerre. Et nous péter la guerre. Pour ces messieurs-là, et respectez-nous. Pour nous pas pour nous, pour les patins en pays-là.
En radio, en télévision, y'a qu'à bien informer nous. Tout le monde là qu'a constaté, solidarité y'a fait pour nous. En force pour collectif, lionnage contre profitation. Tout le monde là avec les autres, c'est ensemble, ensemble nous qui vivons.
Nous allons nous faire.
Ça qui a fait nous plaisir, c'est que toutes les responsables, si ça l'entoure en table, vous pouvez trouver une solution. Messieurs les préfets, représentants à l'État, vous pouvez décider, vous plaider contre les Guadeloupéens, vous décider autant. Qui en merde, ni ça qui en rage. Mais fais-nous bien savoir que demain c'est nous toutes qui profiter. Faut pas nous diviser, faut pas nous critiquer, faut pas nous désespérer. Il y a les pour vie en nous changer.
Nous pas louper, nous pas venir faire la guerre. Et nous péquer la guerre, nous toujours été solides. Pour ces messieurs-là, et respectez-nous.
Un solo, ha, ha. Ça, garçon. En télévision, y'a qu'à bien informer nous. Tout le monde là qu'a constaté, solidarité y'a fait pour nous. En force pour collectif, lionnage contre profitation. Tout le monde là est vert, c'est ensemble, ensemble nous qui vivons.
Nous pas louper, nous pas venir faire la guerre. Et nous péquer la guerre, nous qui toujours été solides. Pour ces messieurs-là, et respectez-nous.
Ça qui a fait nous plaisir, c'est que toutes les responsables, ils allons tout en table, pour y trouver une solution. Messieurs les préfets, représentants à l'État, pour vous décider, pour vous aider, quand ça Guadeloupéen, et bien si c'est autant. Emmerdé, ni ça qui enragé. Mais faut nous bien savoir que demain c'est nous toutes qui profiter. Faut pas nous diviser, faut pas nous critiquer,
faut pas nous désespérer. Et j'allais pour vie en nous changer.
Pour la doublée, nous pas fini faire la guerre. Et nous péqué la guerre, nous qui toujours été solide. Pour ces messieurs-là, puis respectez-nous. Pour y'a pas pour nous, pour déporter un pays là. Pour y'a pas pour nous, pour déporter un pays là. Pour y'a pas pour nous.
From the album Soul Jazz Records presents Guo Ka, Music of Guadeloupe, West Indies, Ensemble de Men featuring Henri Louis. On that, taking us to 12:58 here on Terrasonic. My name is George with you for just another minute or two. Stay tuned for Reggae Bloodlines coming your way next. We started off with Daka Braka Koliskova from their album Light. We heard Brooklyn Gypsies in there as well. Camels of Blue from their album Sin Fronteras, a group of New York immigrants and residents getting together for that project. Brand new music from Kyra Arby from the album Gossip, Haidara George, the name of that piece. And that gets us just about caught up. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, with translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 megahertz. Also online, kgnu.org, afterfm.com. Coming up at 12:01 will be headlines from the BBC News. And then Reggae Bloodlines coming your way, 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock this afternoon. We're just going to go out with a little bit here from an artist called Lemanjo from a piece entitled Ciencia Ancestral here on Terrasonic on KGNU. Thanks for listening.
Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM with translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 megahertz. And stay tuned for the BBC headlines.
Ireland has voted overwhelmingly to legalise same-sex civil marriages. The constitutional change was backed by more than 60% of the electorate. It's the first time such a move has been approved in a popular vote. The Irish Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, praised voters' decisions.
With today's vote, we have disclosed who we are. A generous, compassionate, bold and joyful people. Yes to inclusion. Yes to generosity, yes to love, yes to equal marriage.
These young people gave their reaction to the result.
For the first time in our lives, we're equal citizens in our own country, and that's a pretty amazing thing to be able to say, finally. So, absolutely delighted.
This referendum has brought out the most caring sense of community.
It means so much to hear from nearly everyone all over the country that they support you and they believe in you.
A Cleveland police officer who climbed onto the hood of a car and fired repeatedly at its unarmed occupants has been acquitted of manslaughter charges by a judge in the United States. The two passengers, both African Americans, died in a barrage of gunfire in 2012. Michael Brello was one of 13 officers who fired at the car, as Regina Vijanathan reports.
The chase began when Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams drove past Cleveland Police Headquarters in November 2012. Officers thought they'd heard gunfire. More than 100 went in pursuit of the pair, who were both unarmed. 13 officers fired more than 130 shots at the pair. Brillo, a former Marine, was the only officer charged. But after a month-long trial, a judge in Ohio said evidence showed that Brillo had acted in self-defence and the prosecutors failed to prove he knowingly caused the deaths.
One of the most high-profile 20th century leaders of the Catholic Church in Latin America, the murdered Archbishop Oscar Romero, has been declared blessed, taking him just one step away from sainthood. Tens of thousands of Salvadorians attended the beatification ceremony outside the cathedral in the capital. Katie Watson is there.
This is a long-delayed celebration for supporters of Oscar Romero. People travelled long distances, some slept in the streets, to witness the beatification of a man who has long been considered a saint in this part of the world. Oscar Romero used his weekly sermons to speak out against the military during El Salvador's darkest moments, but in such a divided society, that made him enemies as well as friends.
Nigerian drug enforcement officers have arrested a senator-elect wanted by the United States for nearly 20 years in connection with a drugs deal. Security agents surrounded the house of Baruji Keshamu in Lagos. He will appear in court on Monday for the start of extradition proceedings in the US. World news from the BBC. Gunmen in Somalia have shot dead a member of parliament and critically wounded another in the capital Mogadishu. Security officials said Yusuf Diriye was driving with another MP when gunmen in a minibus pulled alongside and sprayed their car with bullets. Forces loyal to the Iraqi government have hit back at Islamic State militants in the Ramadi area for the first time since the city fell almost a week ago. Officials say the security forces and their Shia militia allies have driven the militants out of the town of Husseiba near Ramadi. Here's Jim Muir.
In recent days, official state forces have been regrouping after their rout a week ago. They've been joined by several thousand Shia militiamen who are backed by Iran. Now they say they've begun their attack, capturing the small town of Husseiba, about halfway to Ramadi from the military base they set out from. So there's still a lot of fighting to do. Some parts of Ramadi have been held by Sunni.